The not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of O Lord, hear the server. For the prompt, this is me now. Bullied by Josie X Nico and read by Jab. Tags. O Lord, hold onto your hats for this one. Crowley fucks a sheep. But does he? Aziraphale is sick. Sigfig. Crowley is horny. Mooly is horny. Mooly has horns. Aziraphale is bedridden. Bestiality. Dubious consent. But he really, really consents. Dry humping. Wet humping. All the humping. Do not try this at home. Dead dove, do not eat. Wanking. Getting jumped by a bull. Accidental voyeurism. Mooly is Crowley as a cow. Aziraphale is a sheep. A real, genuine sheep. Comedy. Humor. Crack. The crackiest. Discord. Oh Lord, hear the server. Alternate universe. Human. And sheep. And cow. Unbeaten. Unsurprisingly. We don't know how this universe continued growing. Happy ending. Surfsessed. Aziraphale was sick. New Year's had passed, and sheep and farmer and cow had seen in the new year in a haze of orgasms, pleasure, and in Crowley's case, booze. Both farm animals had been indifferent to the fireworks crackling overhead, and overall it was the best New Year's Crowley had experienced in a long time, even if Mooly was getting more demanding with his attentions for Crowley himself, and not just their shared sheep friend. But now, as Aziraphale was acting very much unlike himself. He was uninterested in the audiobooks he loved so much. He was off his food, which in itself was very concerning. But more than anything, he wasn't horny, despite the horns. "You're just not feeling it today, are you, love?" Crowley asked, stroking the fluff between set horns. Aziraphale let out a sad bleat, nuzzled Crowley's palm, then snuggled deeper into the duvet and pillows of Crowley's bed. "That's okay, Angel. I'll get Chadwell to call up his vet, and they'll come look at you and say you're going to be just fine," Crowley said, more to himself than to the sheep. He was worried. Half an hour later, Crowley opened the door to an out-of-breath, raggedy, nerdy-looking man, carrying a heavy-looking bag of vet supplies. "Mr. Crowley," the man huffed, leaning onto the doorframe for support.
"The one and only," Crowley replied. "What's wrong with you? Did you run here?"
"Sergeant Shadwell told me it was a matter of life or death that I got here quickly to help," the man puffed.
"Sergeant," thought Crowley. "Thought he was a farmer." "There were more pressing things right now, though."
"Life or death?" he all but squeaked. He didn't think the situation was as grave as that. "Don't worry," the man sighed, finally regaining his breath. "He meant my life or death. I'm mute, by the way. I'm here to see a man about a sheep."
"Shadwell threatened this guy to get him here faster?" Crowley would have to get him a six-pack of Guinness. "Yeah, he's upstairs. Follow me." Crowley gestured into the house. Newt hesitated in the doorway.
"It's inside?"
Crowley frowned at the man from behind his dark glasses. "Of course he's inside. Shadwell didn't tell you the nature of our relationship." "No, He just threatened to pull his thunder gun on me if I didn't get down here to help immediately. Said your sheep was a special one, Newt explained. 2 6-packs of Guinness.
What in the nine hells is a thunder gun? Asked Crowley.
I don't know, and I didn't want to find out, so... Wait, did you say relationship?
Come on. Crowley grabbed him by the wrist and dragged him to his bedroom.
Good heavens, said Newt. The sight before him must have been a bit of a shock. There were vases of partially eaten flowers on every surface. Queen was playing on the Alexa, which was weird because it was Chopin when Crowley left the room to answer the door, and there was an empty nest of blankets on the floor near the radiator. The bed was ginormous, a custom built bigger than a super king. The whole thing was covered in scattered pillows and a big fluffy blanket. And in the center of it was a poorly-looking Aschirophil, nibbling forlornly at the fly of a discarded pair of Crowley's jeans.
Newt, Aschirophil, Aschirophil, Newt.
Crowley gestured between the two of them in introduction. Aschirophil replied with a weak bleat.
Nice to meet you too, answered Newt,
before turning back to Crowley.
That is the most pampered sheep I've ever seen in my life.
Tell me about it, Crowley rolled his eyes. Proper pillow princess.
As Aschirophil bleated in indignation.
Sorry, sorry, pillow prince.
As Aschirophil bleated again, satisfied. Newt got up onto the bed and pulled the duvet back, Aschirophil's fleece flouncing up into the open air. Aschirophil gave a little shudder and a moany bleat at the warmth going away. Newt started to dig through his bag. He took Aschirophil's temperature, checked his gums, eyes, and whatever else had to be looked at to determine a sheep's health. And then he turned back to Crowley. Crowley waited with bated breath.
Just a virus, said Newt.
Just a wah.
Crowley nearly tripped over his tongue.
A virus, probably something seasonal he caught out in the fields. Assuming he does go in the fields, that is.
Aschirophil did like his weekly socials with the neighboring sheep, kept up to date on the flock gossip, Crowley assumed.
Are you sure? He asked, aghast with concern for his fleecy love. He just seems so ill.
I've been a vet for a while now, Mr. Crowley, and I had plenty of hands-on experience with sheep before then. If it wasn't for this virus running down your sheep, I'd say he was the healthiest, most well-looked-after sheep I've ever come across.
Crowley swelled with pride at that.
Shut up. So, he's going to be okay?
Should be right as rain in a few days. Just make sure he has plenty to drink, food available if he wants it, and lots of rest.
Lots of rest, got it, Crowley said, smugly thinking of getting to keep Aschirophil in his bed all to himself.
And no sex.
And no come again?
He'd best not. An extra strenuous activity could prolong the virus, and then we'll be looking at something more serious. I know he's unlikely to mate whilst you keep him indoors, so I say this more as a precaution.
And then Newt the vet looked right at Crowley in the eyes.
No sheep sex.
No sheep sex. Yeah, okay.
I hear you, Crowley nodded. After that, Newt said his farewells and went to pop in on old Farmer Shadwell, and Crowley lay next to a giraffe here, cradling his head to his stomach.
"It's okay, Angel. Just a few days, and we can hold each other again. For now, just get some sleep."
Crowley sang as Shirafil a lullaby to help him nod off.
"Sleep, Angel, sleep. Your father was a sheep. Your mother kicks the dreamland tree, and from it fall sweet dreams for thee. Sleep, Angel, sleep."
With Shirafil peacefully bleeding away in his sleep, Crowley muttered to himself,
"No sex with a Shirafil for a few days. That can't be that hard, can it?"
It was hard, and so was Crowley. Tending to his Shirafil's every need was really doing it for him in a way he wasn't able to do as Shirafil right now. Seeing his sheep so soft and pliable, baaing sweetly at Crowley whenever he was brought his favorite morsel of food, Crowley was going crazy. He'd tried to wank. He really had. But it was just so unsatisfying when he was used to the prime juice rump of the love of his life. He had even tried wanking next to a Shirafil to see if it helped, but had to stop when the sheep began getting too excited and worked up. Even worse, Mooli seemed just as affected as Crowley was. The bull was irritable, moody, his giant monster cock hanging out and swinging around in horniness with no outlet. He kept trying to get up the stairs to see as Shirafil, and in the end Crowley had to bar him from the house altogether. Mooli had sucked off with a great big moo before Crowley decided to give as Shirafil some space from himself too. Wandering the hibernating gardens, a hole in the adjoining fence to Shadwell's fields had Crowley feeling nostalgic. It also gave him an idea. He couldn't wank next to a Shirafil himself, but he could wank in the shearing shed where they'd fucked many a time by now. Sensory memory and all that. He was absolutely determined to unblue his balls before he went back to his Shirafil, so it wouldn't keep distracting him from his husbandly duties. He entered the empty shed and took himself in hand. The relief was immediate. Just the sight of the clippers hanging from their power cord sparked a low heat in his belly. "Oh, yeah. This is what I needed," he said, rubbing the length of his cock in one hand, the other dragging along a tall bit of scaffolding being used to repair the roof. Crowley kept walking as he looked up to see how high it was, and was very suddenly bumped into a large meat wall with a thud. Mooli had followed him.
"Oi, this is my wank shed. Get your own."
Crowley pushed at the bull to no avail.
"Come on, I mean it. I need this wank done so I can look after his Shirafil. Oi, what are you doing?"
Mooli began nuzzling and snuffling at Crowley's artfully tousled hair, knocking his sunglasses to the floor. When their eyes met, Crowley saw that Mooli's eyes were full of lust, and when his eyes dropped, his cock was hard and full.
"Oh, shit, no, I'm not a substitute for a Shirafil. Can't you go find another sheep somewhere? Maybe a nice cow? I think that llama is still visiting..."
Mooli shoved Crowley with his face, turning the man until he collided with the safety boards lining the bottom of the scaffold. Crowley quickly brought up his hands to protect himself. There was a noise overhead, and when he looked up, Mooley's head and hoofs were resting on the bar above him. Crowley was being mounted.
"Mooley, wait,"
he said, rightfully being a bit panicked about a great, big, bloody cow trying to fuck him. He knew Mooley wouldn't hurt him, though. The bull had never shown aggression beyond mild annoyance at him before. He was just horny, with horns. The first slide of that giant cock up Crowley's back sent literal and metaphorical shivers up his spine. He braced himself against the makeshift wall, not wanting to be crushed against it by an amorous cow. That heat in his belly sparked again. Crowley gave a groan.
"Oh no," he said. "Oh no, oh no. Oh no."
Mooley continued his assault on Crowley's back, rubbing his cock up and down it, soaking Crowley's shirt with pre-cum. Crowley's own cock began to leak, balls beginning to tighten.
"Oh no," he said again.
Mooley was mooing in ecstasy, the scaffolding shaking, rattling sound bouncing off the walls of the shed. It was terrifying. It was exhilarating. And in that moment, Crowley was struck with a singer thought.
"This is me now," he said.
This was him. This was who he had become. A near middle-aged horticulturist who was unable to wank properly due to regularly fucking an admittedly quite sexy sheep and was now getting off on being the fuck toy of a giant bull. And he fucking loved it.
"Don't stop," he panted, hands trying to grip the wall for something to hold onto. "Don't stop. Don't stop. Just keep going, yeah?"
Mooley mooed in affirmation, his humping becoming faster and a little deeper, pushing Crowley's chest flush to the wall. It only thrilled him further.
"Oh, fuck. I'm close. I'm close. I need... oh, fuck."
His cock was leaking a veritable stream now, red and heavy between his legs, but he couldn't reach it to tip himself over the edge.
He just needed something.
Shadwell stuck his head around the doorway.
"Saw you and your cow come in here. Did young Newt help your sheep?"
Crowley came untouched so hard he saw stars. He came harder than he had come in a long, long while, with splinters in his hands and bull pre-cum up his back. At that moment, Mooley let out an almighty moo, and warm liquid soaked Crowley's hair, dripping down his neck.
"Ah," grimaced Chadwell. "Did I interrupt ye again?"
Mooley dismounted from the scaffolding, cock now soft and floppy, and he nuzzled Crowley's hair again, pushing some bulges off his head and onto the floor with a squelch.
"No, Shadwell, like always, you were right on time. As Shirafil will be fine. Just a virus, apparently."
"Aye," Shadwell grunted in understanding.
"Couple of mine have it too."
Well, it would have been nice to be warned. Back to just one six-pack of Guinness.
"Have you considered collecting the semen from that bull of yours?"
Shadwell suggested.
"Collecting it?" frowned Crowley. "Whatever for?" "I reckon you get about 8 grand of bull cum in your hair. You can sell it for artificial insemination."
2 six-packs of Guinness, and a bottle of whiskey. The end.